For more than a year, Secretary Clinton has said over and over again that she did not break the rules. But this report makes it clear that she never asked for permission for her private email arrangement, and that if she had, quote, the State Department did not and would not approve her exclusive reliance on a personal email account to conduct department business. Has she been misleading the public on this for well over a year?
No, I don't think so. I think questions are asked and answers are sometimes taken out of context. Hillary Clinton broke no law. I read all 42 pages of the report. The conclusion of the report does not say that. What it says is that the department does not handle these electronic platform operations well and needs to do better. Hillary herself has said, yes, I made a mistake. If I had a chance to do it over again, I'd do it differently. I mean, what do people want? This goes on and on and on. We're reaching the final stages of a primary. Hillary Clinton is going to win this primary. I say enough is enough. Let's get to the major problems facing this nation.
But Mrs. Clinton has said that it, that it was widely known that she was using her personal email. But if you look at this report, it says that when State Department staffers expressed concerns about the arrangement, their supervisor, quote, instructed the staff never to speak of the secretary's personal email system again. That sure sounds like somebody trying to hide something.
Oh, wait a second. I don't believe he's trying to hide anything. I've known Hillary for a quarter of a century. Let me tell you what I do think. I think this is a woman who wants a little bit of a private life. She wants to be able to communicate with husband, with daughter, with friends, and not have somebody looking over her shoulder into her emails.